Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said, Hades.
Mm-hmm.
The characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy. Hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back, baby got the back. I like big box and I can't
hold up. Nice. Hold up, sir, money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us so. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But preach. Really.
With you, I'll never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson that I want to teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine, and your bag of a teddy chip don't come out, you slap that machine, and what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up-and-coming hip-hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So,
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
TAZP live, your host T to the F to the P Y'all already know the rest. Y'all already know the last letter. It's another show on ATAZP Live here on Blog Talk Radio, Poetry Night. This is the first time I did this because I got two poets that I love to read their work, and that's Mark Lacey and Paula Patton Ross, the former co-host, is back on the show. I want to greet both guests. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey.
Hey, greetings. What's happening?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, I don't know it, man. You know me, just always grinding, trying to catch a breath or two. But, you know, that's those are like few and far between nowadays.
And you remember Paula from the house party, don't you?
Yes, I do, believe it or not, with my bad memory. Yes, I do. How you doing?
Hey, brother, how's it going?
100 miles an hour nonstop. You know it don't stop.
I know, that's right, and trying to pay the rent at the same time.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
That's true. It's true.
Well, the format tonight is we're going to have a couple of y'all pieces. I'm going to read some too as well. I want to start with Mark Lacey and then go with Paula. We'll comment after each one because I know I'm going to be blown away anyway. Without further ado, Mark Lacey.
All right. Oh, okay. So you want me to spit something now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I ain't got no beat for you. You got to do it next.
Oh, no doubt. We can do it Acapulco style, spoken Acapulco.
You know, right?
Some of you may listen to this piece and just wonder. Others may seem confused and perplexed as this performance concludes, but for those that can feel me, you may experience a revelation, deja vu, as tears may form in the wells of your eyes as you reminisce about all of those lonely days that have gone by. Let me tell you, until you witness the loss, you don't know what a void feels like. Until you've had to deal with the blues via the bumps and the bruises and all the pains of a two-time loser, you may have to have certain words removed from your vocabulary. You toy around with love, you fall, then receive that fatal phone call from heartbreak's messenger telling you that love just don't live here anymore. Your beatless heart still tries to pump the oxygen and blood for you to live, but the love or lack thereof has you feeling a living death. You're coming apart while trying to keep it together. Your love well is run dry, but at night you nearly drown all the tears you cry. Then you scream, oh, Lord, why? Why must you do this to me? You go to church. You pray. You join every committee. But like so many others, you've had to learn that that first step to the road to recovery means that it has to burn. And for freedom of this reality, you may have to wait your turn. Having faith does not necessarily mean having anesthesia. And when God pleases you, it's via basis of when he sees it fit to relieve you. Your friends come calling, they say, oh, forget about your former. Well, that's easy for them to say when the closest that they've been to love is watching Lifetime or Soul Food. You're struggling with trying to get it out of your mind, but at the same time, you want to hold on to precious memories. And when your ex calls, you try to front like it's all good, but that dull pain in the pit of your gut bears the weight of heavy wood. And with love or lack thereof, it'll have you twisting and turning as the demons are preaching you a sermon, encouraging you to go to church to keep a hooping and a hollering, claiming that you're loving the Lord above, but at the same time, you are afraid of love. And when your heart bleeds, it'll take you down to your knees, it'll have you looking for fundraisers where all the proceeds go to finding you a heart transplant, a heart that is free, free of hurt, free of pain, free of lies. And the only way to get it is to just die. But still, despite all of that, you cannot give up. You have got to try, try, try. You can't go to that liquor store thinking that six-pack of affection is going to steer you in the right direction. You go to the good time house looking for stimulation, but you leave with an infection. Finding out the hard way the fulfillment via artificial gratification is a deflection of the principles of what God teaches us. So again, the next time you feel that pain, pray. But understand that there is no quick fix when your heart feels the pain from the licks of rejection. Understand that you are not the first to have experienced the worst. There are others who have experienced it before you and are some who are experiencing it to this very day. So the next time you feel that pain, pray. Drop. But when you finish, stand up tall, walk. Don't stop, and don't stop.
Mm, 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 That man said, play, drop. Wait a minute. He threw it and don't stop. Stay forward, don't stop. Man, Mark, you be putting it down, bro.
Well, I appreciate you listening. That, you know, poetry and spoken word is only as good as the words going into somebody's ears and them processing it, you know, the way it's supposed to be processed. So, again, I applaud you for listening. I appreciate it.
No, I love it. Paula, I know you're going to mess me up, too, because, well, see, when I read mine, it's going to be kindergarten words I'm going to be with. So, yeah. Go on, Paula. This is Paula Pat Ross.
All right. Okay. I'm going to bring y'all something from my book, Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter. It's called Just an Inch of Lace Below the Dress. Climbing this hilltop, I lost my breath. Shouldn't make a difference, because I lost my heart down there below. Too much clatter. My thoughts just race. I never thought I could love him so. If it weren't for the confusion, I don't know where I'd be. I'm so exhausted by not knowing. But you know. You've seen me struggling. You've seen my insecurities slip showing. Father, he doesn't talk to me. And instead of falling away, I'm falling deeper. Spends most of his time fighting this love of mine, living among the whispers. And I can't touch him. Nobody can. Not enough to make him see that under this topic of crazy love, below the sky is me. And between the sky and its clouds, nothing else could matter. Yet it subscribes to human frailty and believes amidst this universal clatter. Above the earth, above the sky, there's no interference. All prayers soar to your heart. I've climbed this mountain looking for answers, any truth which will bring him to a start. I have the soul. I have the ears, believing you'll tell me what to do from under this great expanse with nothing between me and you.
Mm. Yeah, you know what, when I bought her book, and I would read a piece every time I had a show on my website, when I did my show on the website. And one time DJ Stroke said, well, let me read this again. See, he had to say, did you hear that word right there? Wait a minute, let me read this line again. So he was tripping.
He's so crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna throw my little 2 cents in. This is a song that I call Black Candy. On the low low, smooth in the club I fancy, met this honey, her name Black Candy. Knew her from my gig on the job. Tight black dress, she makes the heart throb. And I've got to express some convo so she can feel I'm down, so she'll know that me, the TAZ, needs her world. Somehow in time she could be that girl to bring me from the depression inside. The love that's left was expression that died. Black Candy could be the antidote, the medicine I'm seeking. I surely hope that she would unwrap and give the candy up. Good's too sweet, I'll save some in a cup so I can take some hits. To you. Just the taste will keep my thoughts flowing true. Tongue on tongue, let's make this right. Baby, without you, there's no unite. Cause candy could be the one for me. Black candy only for the TAZ. Thoughts of you and me in the public's eye. The TAZ with Black Candy by his side. A lovely pair, an awesome hit. Together we could be good, the total shit. Would be cool to kiss you through days. Make love to you splendid in many ways. Cause I have oils and body heats. For us only, we should be super freaks. Cause if love is deep, then anything goes. Emotion is sync, you could call us hoes. I'm a hoe for you because you have my heart. And hoes together can't live apart. Please unwrap and give the candy up. Good's too sweet, I'll save some in a cup.
Black Candy could be the antidote, the medicine I'm seeking. I surely hope. Tongue on tongue, let's make this right. Baby, without you, there's no unite. Because Candy could be the one for me. Black Candy only for the TAZ.
You can't rap.
So why not?
All right, I like that.
Yeah, man. I'm going to play one of Mark's tracks here off of the CD, Lyric Code 256. Explain the title, Mark, please. I need an explanation on the title.
Well, it's a lot more complex than it sounds, but I'll just give you an abbreviated rendition of it. Okay, I live in area code 256 in North Alabama.
Okay.
So just think, instead of area code 256, lyric code 256.
Okay, cool, cool. Because I just needed an explanation. I'm going to play Never Need Another. This is Mark Lacy, y'all.
Love another. I'll never have to heed the vibe from another. I'll never have to be beside another. Other than the wholeness you provide me, I just need for God to guide me in for a landing in the land of understanding that there's no limits to the sacrifices that you and I have to make. For the chances we choose to take on each other are none other than your and my business. No need for our friends to ask, what is this? For if they had their own business, they'll never have to witness you and I striving in our grown folks' physical, mental, and spiritual fitness. Let's not forget forgiveness. Bygones will be bygones, and no need to carry on about the past. If you and I want
you,
I would love to last.
You want me, we'll never need another.
Satisfaction guaranteed, I repeat. Manly satisfaction guaranteed. Nothing wrong with me providing what you need. As I play farmer, when it's time for us to plant seeds with the lights down low, I promise that I'll give you nothing less than the old heave-ho. All smiles while you're sleeping, all smiles while you're feeding me. The next morning, sunrise, sunrise, as our bond is strengthening while it's forming. Enemies are storming within their passive jealousy, but our honor gets bolder as our prayers are readily alerting the Creator, because he's blessing while he's testing us. He's caressing while he's letting us bask in the blessed euphoric vibes while we both sit back and enjoy the ride.
Stay together, be together, live together, pray together, always, always. Stay together, be together, live together, pray together, always. Always. I can tell by the twinkles in your eyes that you want me.
We'll be like one to twin powers activating, creating a bond eternal and elevating while kissing the stars.
You can tell by the twinkle in my eye that I want you.
We'll be wrapped around each other's love like Twizzlers. Our hearts and feelings will have reasons to rhyme like Riddler.
I can hear this thing, and you know, when I did stuff, we just sent postcards. But okay, I was supposed to say something about the ABC show.
ASAP.
Is that like AJ with a Z? Taz, can I just say, I like Taz, and if you like Taz and music, you should listen to it. Okay, that's good enough, baby. You got to give the people straight words.
Well, Granny is
A-T-A-Z.
A-T-A-Z,
okay, all right. Another TAZ production. All right, we got another TAZ production, and if you like the music and you like it hot and you like it loud, because I know y'all young folks like it loud, you need to tune in to another APAZP Productions. APAZP Productions with TAZ and all of them other things. Hey, I got to give a special shout out to Will Rose. Is Will Rose going to be on here?
Yes, he'll be on there.
Okay, the internet. With Taz and the rest of the crew. You check it out. What is the internet? Is that a radio station?
It's a computer.
Oh, no. I'll be glad to get it on the tape. All right. Check it out. Internet, APAZP, another production. Okay. All right. Now you take this off.
Hello?
Mark?
Yes.
I don't know what happened.
No, what the world happened?
That was a lot of doing, Granny.
Oh.
I have no idea what happened. I guess we got to
call
back.
I could barely hear what was going on, but it sounded like something funny.
It was funny when she does Granny. Good Lord.
Yeah,
all right, I'm going to hang up and call back. He don't know what he is.
Here. I think he's there.
You here?
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
I figured as much.
Hey, look, sometimes it happened. It just dropped. And I was sitting there with nothing right in the middle of Granny.
That's what I was telling Marcus Rolanda doing Granny.
that was Rolanda 700 acting like Grandma.
Yeah, you met her, Marcus.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, I know her very well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start again with Mark.
Okay.
Okay, so I trying to spit a little something else, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
He's doing this off the top of his head.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for that. I wish I could take credit like that, but I'm not doing it off the top, it's just from memory.
Which is fading.
Okay.
which is fading because I'm getting older. All right. Ladies, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin these cheapskates and these liars that you're used to. My name is Mark, pronounced Mr. Lacey, and oh, how I'd love to taste thee. Are you thirsty? Would you like to go to the bar? Bartender, I'd like to order 2 chocolate Hennessy. And while we await our drinks, let me tell you how I think. See, a fifth of me I'm pouring all over you. Mahogany cognac flowing all down your back. Contracepting ill vibes and the tides of prophylax. Intoxicating choco spirits lull you into a stupor. As I'm landing in all of those hot spots like a special forces paratrooper. Camel morsel snaps burst all onto the scene as we lay face to face with steaming VSOP. Cavassier all on that dairy air. As Remy is dreamy in your eyes as you stare. Picturesque crests are peeking as macchiatos, bravado, and deuces liquors leaking. Cafe cream, dementors, the scent all within your thighs and vodka. Cappuccino mocha, that's the color
of your eyes, and Hershey's Detox Rehab, it grips my vice like pliers, and every time I kiss you, I need a mwah, designated driver. Your hair's a brandy brown as I drown in that sweet Jack Daniels sea that's way too milky. Tequila toffee like coffee's caffeine makes me fiend, makes me fiend. As that hazelnut toenail polish shines with the sheen of a true ebony queen. And as I awaken from my dream, the next time I have a Choco Henny attack, I'll take that Grey Goose and I'll put that yak back. But back to the lecture at hand. Mommy, you're so fine. For you, I will flow in segments. Let me sex your mind and maybe I can get you mentally pregnant. And together we can watch the sperm and the egg do that do, do that do. Like Pepsi, I'm your choice. I'm a new generation. And like crazy refugees, we can swim the seven seas, searching for sweet freedom, searching for sweet freedom. And like Hitler and Mussolini, I could be your love dictator, see? Your body, I'll honor it. I'll cherish it. I'll never disrespect it. But at the same time, I want to smack it up, flip it up, and rub it down. Rub it down. Oh, no. You are my queen. You're my destiny. I'll never treat you like a trick. But, Mommy, tonight I got to let you know I'm working with the magic stick. Oh, I got the magic stick, and I want to lick lollipops in your candy shop while we make love in the drop top. And I want to keep you looking so you can see what's cooking in my crock pot. And I'm sorry that I keep stuttering, but my mind keeps envisioning me buttering you up on my personal rotisserie. And as you're turning, the burning, it increases, but the yearning, it never ceases to amaze me. Because lately, I have had the strangest feeling about dealing with this mahogany epiphany and sealing our union via holy matrimonial communion. And I don't mean to digress. But would you please meet me at the altar in your mahogany brown dress? Let me guess. You want me to do a taste test. Woman, don't you come at me with no waist below mess. How do I know that the chocolate won't start leaking and you're causing this brother to start reaching his peeking like I got Viagra just streaking through my veins, streaking through my veins. And this ivy is driving me insane and I'm hooked like I'm on some cocaine. And now I need some intervention, not to mention some nutmeg and a keg to release the tension. And if I should ever come clean, I've got to mention it is you for whom I fiend, it is you for whom I fiend. And now that I've witnessed your mahogany epiphany, it is your mahogany epiphany that has induced me to kick this litany of words, this litany of words. And I pray that my words could be the birds which fly in your mahogany sky.
You, are you standing, Paula?
Yeah.
I know you said something. Miss CJ, my producer who gets all the gifts for me, is on a line. I'm going to ask her, did she feel that one? See, Miss CJ, you there?
Wow.
I felt it was getting wet on that line, so I needed to empty it out. You all right, Miss CJ?
Ooh, that's right, that's right.
Shake it off, babe, shake it off.
Okay, Miss CJ, I'm going to put you back on click. I'm going to put you She done lathered up the show. here we go, Paula. Go on, do your thing.
Okay, well, this is a shout out to all the females because, you know, once we hook up with a male, that nesting instinct kicks in and we want to just do everything. And I'm reminded of my mother and my mother-in-law. Each time I got pregnant, they said, "Don't you know what causes that?" Well, and my mother, her suggestion was, "Oh, honey, I want you to take an aspirin and I want you to hold it between your knees and watch television." But there was a fourth grader. Okay, there was a fourth grader, and I published it in my book. Okay, so I'm going to read it, and it's called On Wings and Wind. I gave you six, four rivers, two streams, because my love for you had to become something. I sewed, cooked, I listened, and I felt for you. even if they only one thing, meant one thing. Still, God bless me, let your light and your glory should show. And I prayed this prayer, whispering at each breath. Now the world will know.
Wow.
You killed me with those ones, too. You killed me. Those be the most powerful ones. You know what I'm saying? That keep
very
you from reading it again. Line
well,
for line.
It's the short ones, you know, and I mean, like, people don't want to read a whole bunch, and at the same time, you got to get the message through. So I figured all these young girls running around here having babies, they don't even know why. Okay. And I mean, like, okay, it's cool, but, you know, be able to handle your menace. Still and all, that's my reason.
Okay. Wow. It's bad. I'm back to dumb y'all down.
No.
Stupid.
This is a true story. This happened when I was in Germany, when it was me and Ron L. And this actually happened, so I'm writing. This is true. Everything is true. I mean, it's.
I know it's true if it happened with you and Ron L.
This is called She Pointed at Her Stuff.
Ooh.
And this is a little long one. Met this freak at a store one day. Happened to catch her eyes looking my way. So I paid it no attention. She came up to me and said then, "How would you like to buy this tape?" I thought to myself, "Girl, you must wait." So I laughed, smiled at this cutie. She had big lips with a thick old booty. I said, "Buy a tape, please, girl, why?" She says, "I have a friend who's going to die." At her bedside, this was her only plea. "Buy her tape of Diana Reeves." I said, "Feed her good, then she will belch. Here's $2, buy some Lawrence Welk." She started to laugh. I made the girlie smile. Then we talked serious for a while. Thought nothing of it from that day. I called a few times to see what she had to say. But being a player, I had to play. I went out to pass the time away. At the 49ers club, I had a date. The girl I met was there to seal my fate. She said hi, I waved, and that was it. It seemed to her I treated her like shit. So I walked around, headed for the bathroom. I bumped into some people, and guess whom? The girlie I met looking fine as hell. She asked, "Is that all the conversation?" I said, "Well, you didn't really talk to me on the phone. You wasn't there to hold me when I was alone. I got with this girl, and now we're tight. I like you too, but I can't tonight." She was pissed that she was drinking, which made her yell things she should have been thinking, like, "Don't ride with her," she said real tough. "You can ride this," then she pointed at her stuff. After that fiasco, things started to click. I was puzzled, confused. Should I talk to this chick? Enticed by her methods, I didn't front. Her friend gave me her number, so I called her up. She sounded so sexy, she put my heart in rushes. I said I looked in the book and dialed up luscious. She was in awe. The girl was intrigued. I said, "I can't stand it. It's you I want to see." So in an hour, I arrived at her crib. She wasn't living alone, for she had a kid. A cute little girl, didn't matter anyway, because if the girl is hot, it'll make me stay. We talked to each other for half a night. I didn't expect to get any, and that's all right. A girl can't turn me on if she's wild as a goose. Everyone been to busted it. It's not tight, it's loose. So in a few days, I went to see her again. Yes, yes, this was the time for the TAZ to get on in. I wanted to tease her, please her all the way through. This was making love that I wanted to do. After we had got busy, things was nice. Come to the crib, make love, not once but twice. Suddenly my heart was changed. I had feelings way above. Not only was I just seeing her, because I was in love. I needed her more than anything in the world. She was once my lover, but now she's my girl. My love wasn't weak, artificial, or plastic. I wanted her for my very own Mrs. Fantastic. To have people look and think we're it. To flaunt the style because we're the shit. We did go fast, but not in a rush. This started when she pointed at her stuff. Hot as we were, if we were candles, we'll light them. In the public's eye, a glamorous item. Everyone knew Luscious belonged to Taz. Taz belonged to Luscious and all that jazz. As time became a factor, she got used to it. The more she knew me, the less we do it. Talk it over with my partner, Ron L. He asked, are you pounding? I said, man, go to hell. He said, homeboy, I know just how you feel. My wife wouldn't pound, I know the deal. Then it was Maryland only once a week. If it was every day, I wouldn't have to creep. Women make you feel like there's something wrong, whether your sex is good or if it's strong. They think they got you, and there's nothing to it. Show them a little more attention, then they just won't do it. I agreed in haste and started to play the game. Pound her whenever, but have another dame. I just couldn't do it. Feel someone else's hair? I needed Luscious. I wanted her. I cared. So I confronted her about this mess. I said, I want you every night. Is this a test? She said, I want you too. And that was all. Man, I could have had a better talk with a Barbie doll. I said, well, that's it? All you have to say? She said, yeah. And how was your day? I figured I was getting nowhere and things were going rough. She asked me what's wrong. Then I pointed at her stuff. As I write this song, things still lack. She don't want to do it with a nymphomaniac. Try to discuss it, we get nowhere. At night she sleeps, she doesn't care. Women throw it at me almost all the time. I need the right lover to do the right crime. Someone I have something special with. Not any ordinary sexy body to miss. A girl who has me, not my body, but my heart. A girl who wants me so we'll never be apart. A lover who has the need for good love. A lover who has feelings that are pure as a dove. I want a girl, the one who can turn me out. I want the girl who can make me scream and shout. 10 tons of trouble with an ounce of fun. Not the kind of freak to make the brother come. For her to be it, she has to blow the mind. Be willing for the action on any time. Not a headache every night, or I'm tired today. But baby, are you ready? You're not getting away. That's the kind of girl I need in my life. That's the kind of girl I'm hoping to be my wife. Luscious, this song I'm writing for you. Just want me more, that's all you have to do. Maybe not every day or even every night, but maybe twice in a row would be all right. Because when things get bad and kind of rough, you ask me what's wrong, I have to point at your stuff.
That's a saga, baby.
Oh, man.
Straight up saga. Let's see.
I'm going to click in CJ one more again. CJ.
Been joking.
Okay, we're gonna get into a song that me and Paula did. You still laughing about that? CJ, bye. we going to a song that me and Paula did on year. I think it was year. It's year two of the presidential city.
Oh, yeah.
On your back.
Oh, yeah.
Better be protected. front seat in the middle of my Lexan. After that toss up, screaming out, who's next then? Secret Service, but I'm still flexing. These people don't know, don't comprehend. Coming out on top, yet another win. State laws, they must, they have to bend. Like swimming in the water with just one fin. And I'm coming out like that real deep. Girly on the side playing hide and seek. Got a first lady, expect me to creep. Naked on the front seat of her Jeep. Temptation had me looking. Magazine model, middle of the bookend. Showing all the goods for the hook in. I'm a running back cause I was joked in.
Mr. President, I have to get you. And that's a fact. Mr. President, I have to get you.
Oh, really?
And lay you on your back.
Won the election in the glory I bask. Get our troops home, it was my first task. Economy is up, USA is last. Sniper on my porch, but I wear a mask, man. PAZ, working for the average man. I got 10 steps in this 4-year plan. Half is done, and you say, damn, making it right for you and my fam. These people don't know, don't comprehend. Coming out on top, yet another win. State laws, they must, they have to bend. Like swimming in the water with just one fin. Lay me on my back, it better be for section. Front seat in the middle of my Lexan. After that toss up, screaming out, who's next then? Secret Service, but I'm still flexing.
Mr. President, I have to get you. And that's a fact. Mr. President, I have to get you. And lay you on your back.
Excuse my intensity, but when that lyrical gear kicks in, sometimes I have the propensity to mash the clutch and let that poetical rubber burn. And when that rubber burns, like Rudolph, your nose turns red from the verbal gunpowder igniting. So strong and truthful that your soul and spirit begin infighting. Hot and cool wind intertwining, resulting in tornadic activity. And my goal is to apprehend your attention and hold it in captivity with no ransom or criminal gratuity, just ingenuity.
Ready at y'all, we gotta get it right.
Uh-huh.
Ready at y'all, we gotta get it right. Ready at y'all, we gotta get it right.
Uh-huh.
Now that I have your attention, you are about to witness the wrath of a lyrical menace. I'm here to measure your knowledge retention, as I mention, while you're sipping on wine, getting drunk off Guinness.
I'll have another.
I'm serving spiritual volleys, kicking flow at a game like tennis. And I'm not going to say I'm sorry, but it's a shame that we got to end this. But my question to you is, how are you living? Are you taking it easy all of the time? Are you taking for granted that others are disadvantaged fighting for a better life? Are you passive when you should be aggressive?
Yeah.
Are you shunning doing it the right way? right way, trying to be impressive? Or are you an undercover hater, trying to play detective? Because if the competition is taking the hardest courses for advancements, you, my friend, are stuck on electives. If success is the baby, are you the contraceptive? While others are birthing their portion, are you the abortion, hanging with the negative collective? It's so easy being a hater. All you have to do is be behind, below, beside, beneath, behest, besiege, betray, bewitch. Haters weigh options as they start to scheme, like cocaine on triple beams, conjuring up a con from evil manufacturing. Just do the math, as three strikes is factoring into the future. Reason is always hating season, and you are already mentally confined, because in your mind, you're guilty of treason. The devil sent an exotic dancer your way, and she's teasing. And after foreplay, you display your hate, and you're needing a quick fix, because you decide to diss someone else who is leading. And as they're leading, it's feeding the hatred in you. Why? Because you have not done what you're supposed to do.
You ain't not a dog.
Arm instead of leaning on the crutches of yesteryear. Why don't you try being a little humble instead of showing out while you're living in fear? And if at first you don't succeed, dust those shoulders off and you try again. Pray that God will take those broken wings and teach you how to fly again. And if life has got you acting real mean, then you learn to be shy again. And if death to old self is what you need, then you learn to die again. And if life has got you down and out, then you live to rise again. The devil is a lie. Check out John 8:44, and you rise to fight again. We used to be enemies, but now we're getting together over Coronas and Heineken. And if you need me to flow a second time, I'll gladly rhyme again. Hey, I'm just a spoken word artist, and I know that I'm a sacrificial lamb. And that's why I'm going to spit these spoken words to the day that I die. I might not be able to save the world, but I'm damn sure going to try. And we need to all be more intense about life so more souls don't fry. And at the end of the day when we're through, work hard, be prayerful, do everything you're supposed to do. And hate will never become you.
Yeah, intensity. Mm-hmm. By Mark Lacey. Mark. Brother, I like that song. That's the first track on the CD, and it jumps out at you.
Hmm. Yeah, man, we wanted to put that one down and, you know, kind of set the pace. So, you know, we hoped that once people listened to that intensity track, you know, they would get their mind in gear for the rest of the CD. So that was a big blessing to work with Anita Rogers on that, man. She's a brilliant producer.
Hey, I want you to give your information. We got 10 minutes. It's been a fun night listening to you guys' poetry, because I am a fan of both of you, and like I said, I read. I get the books now, but I be reading and leafing through. Like Paula got, I don't know how many poems you got in that first book where the trees marsh up. And I'm trying to, like, you know, I read something every now and then, and it be something new that I didn't read. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going, whoa, how did I miss that? I love both of you guys' poetry, for real. Mark, give your information on where people can get your CD, get your books.
Okay, you can definitely hit me up at marklacey.com, marclacy.com. Also, avopublishing.com, facebook.com/marklacey. You can do a search on cdbaby.com. And also, you can get all of my products on Amazon.com.
Paula, any information you want to give out concerning, because I know you are in the midst of coming out with another book.
Oh, yeah. If you can, you can get a copy of Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter on Amazon. I mean, I've had fights with my publisher over the copy of this book, and so I actually pulled it off the market. But in the event that there are still copies available, try Amazon.com, and you can get a copy of that. The new book will be produced and released. The information actually will be released through ATAZP.com. So you'll get a copy of What You Can't Hear Me Say. And,
cool.
Hey, that's it.
Well, I want to thank both of you guys for calling in because, like I said, I know Mark, he's all over the world. You know, he busy, like, for real. He, like, he really, like, hard to get in contact with, like President Obama, you know. Trying to get in contact with that cat. And also,
I wish I had the Obama clout.
I heard that.
I said, I wish I had the Obama clout.
Brother, I think you got a following. I'm sure. I know several people that I've talked to without even talking about you that know you. So I'm like, yeah, that cat is popular. I already know. So keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Man, I'm just thankful for every opportunity to be on the battlefield and grow, expand, and just continuing to be the best that I can be. And, you know, learning from the best and then having the support, you know, from yourself, TAZ, Paula, and other very talented artists from around the country and from around the world. You know, we're all in this thing together. So, you know, it's just great to be able to bond and to be able to uplift one another, you know.
Cool. I'm going to leave you with two songs. I'm going to play another one of Mark's songs. The name of it, I'm scanning through, is Lyrical Funk, which I really feel. That's a bad song. And then we're going to play a song by TAZ and Mark called Do It Like This on that Year 2 presidential CD. I want to thank again Paula Pat Ross, the former host of co-host on ATAZP. And also, I want to thank Mark Lacey for calling in. And everybody in the chat room, CJ on the line, I know you're listening in. I'm going to play these last two cuts, and we're going to be out. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I hope you got a stack of incense to go with that stack of gas mask, baby. Because it's about to be stankalicious, smelly, funky up in this joint. So cover your nose, cover your mouth, because the fumes are about to consume you right about now.
Let me make it funky for you, baby.
Like locusts in biblical days. Dope head smoking incense and not set trying to change habitual ways. Days are so funky that noses strike at least three poses apiece. Church picnic serving beans and cabbage and closed confines, knowing it's time to release. Three tons of stink bombs, awakening all sleeping beasts. Shoe odor toters are corn chipping, sipping athletes' feet as toe jam is flaming hot, calling all fire chiefs. Ring, ring, ring,
goes the fire alarm. The Tussie deodorant CO2 container sprays foam on exploding underarms. Mildew spews within the trunk. These lyrics are firing decibels of funk into your ears. Your eardrums become numb and queasy. Your equilibrium needs tums, so you feed tums, but it's not that easy. Your head is fishy like an aquarium, but it's not the effect from fluids, it's the impact of the lyrical funk bombs. Undercover fiasco like Rasco, working with a poetical funk mob. Get your incense, cause it's stankin'. The funk is killing and not shrinking. Linking me and linking you together in a stinking zoo. I got a pack of Funkalicious bubble gum. A trunk of chitlin' bin, clean, steamed, and served for double yums. Uncle Scooter's trampoline is fading his head too long. My pet elephant Tiny lost her thong, and it's full of dong, full of dong, full of dong.
A bucket for you, a bucket for you. A bucket for you, a bucket for you. A bucket for you, a bucket for you.
Hey, Mr. President, TAZ.
Oh, feel me?
I do it like this, say, I do it like that, hey.
Hey, Mr. President, T-A-Z.
Oh, feel me? In this day and age, I truly feel that if a black man were to become president of the United States of America, he would certainly have to realize the high level of responsibility that would come with the task. It's not impossible, it's very possible. Anything is possible with God Almighty. I do it like this, say, I do it like that, hey.
Hey, Mr. President, T-A-Z.
Oh, feel me? I do it like this, say, I do it like that, hey.
Hey, Mr. President, T-A-Z.
Oh, feel me? I do it like this, say, I do it like that, hey.
Hey, Mr. President, T-A-Z.
Oh, feel me? I do it like this, say, I do it like that, hey.
Hey, Mr. President, T-A-Z.
Oh.